start by reading this poem that I wrote. I posted it and it seems resonating a lot. It's kind of about, as cliche as it sounds, it's like taking your own path in life. But it's this: I don't trust those who have life fully solved by the age of 25. That's where their story ends. And eventually they're 50 and have built their entire life around the wisdom of their 25-year-old self. They're fully anesthetized and asleep by the time they're 30. They wake up briefly at around 50 to go to the toilet in the middle of life's night. Then they're back to paying parking fines, doing renos and family Christmases in their sleep till they die. I still have no fucking idea what I'm doing at the age of 50, just following the old broken compass and my shoulder shrug. I'd rather be a fish flapping about on the pier, gasping for air, wide-eyed and amazed by the ghost of stars. We're all dropped into this maze of life, and quickly you find that everyone runs in one direction while you decide to wander alone in the other, looking for a more interesting way into life to find a beautiful way out. It's a dumb mix of stupidity and courage riding on the wings of luck, but it feels like flying. And if it feels like flying, I'm heading in the right direction. You have to honour your divine dumbness. It's the smartest thing you have. So I wrote this after being inspired by being in a WhatsApp group for my old high school, who were putting on a reunion. It was a 30-year reunion, and that they all sounded like they were the same kids that I went to school with. And I've got nothing against them, but it made me think, holy shit, I've just totally taken a wrong turn in life somewhere. And that was really early on. I say wrong with inverted commas, because it's hard. It's for a long time you believe it's wrong, but eventually you go, no, it's not wrong. There's no such thing as a wrong move or a wrong decision. Yeah, I wrote that inspired by being in that WhatsApp group and just feeling all the bullshit of going, holy shit, I've made some interesting choices in life that have led me down the garden path and up shit creek and into my own personal hells and sometimes heavens. And there's this massive weight, like you're guided constantly through school, parents, till you're about 18, 19, and all of a sudden it's like, you've got to quickly try and solve life. Try and solve it quick. Do all the things that you're supposed to do and have life solved by the age of 30, 35, and there you go. That's your life. You're done. That's it. You're done. And the weird thing is, like, 35 is kind of around the time where a lot of writers start to come into themselves around 35 to 45. That's when you've recognized the patterns of life, you've seen them a few times, and that's when a lot of people are usually too busy to write because they've got all the other stuff going on in life. So anyway, I was wondering about where did I make those significant choices in life that led me here? And I was thinking there are kind of two, and there was one when I was 18, 19. I was working in retail and my grandpa said, "Darby, you manage at your job yet?" And I said no, and I thought, should I be? So I went back to work the next day and went, "Yes sir, no sir, carry bags sir, three bags full sir, do anything, do go above and beyond, all that sort of shit." And at the end of the work day I went to the work toilets and had a panic attack and thought, how the fuck am I going to do this for the rest of a life? This is what I'm supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. And I thought, I can't do this. The more I do this, the more I'm just suffocating. And it was also around that time I remember going to work and just having an anxiety attack over whatever it was. You're going to get them in your 20s. That's what just happens. You get anxiety attacks over whatever bullshit. I almost never have them now. I haven't really had them since I was 36. Also, I'm 48 now, but it was much easier to get panic attacks or anxiety attacks over any old bullshit when I was younger. You learn how to trick your brain. But anyway, the second significant point in life that's kind of led me here now, I'm doing this, what I'm doing, was I remember I was probably 22 thinking, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. I want to write and I want to make art. I just wanted to make art. I didn't actually want to write. Writing came when I was in my mid 30s or so, but I wanted to follow that scent of art and ideas, and however that appeared, I would have been thankful for however that appeared. I thought at the age of 22, I thought I've got to do this for a long time, and I'm probably not going to be rewarded for it in any kind of way, and probably never. And the reward is the work itself, and that'll save me. That will keep the brain monkeys at bay. It'll be like medicine. And if anything comes from it, it's a bonus. That's great. But if that bonus comes, that probably won't be for decades, Darby, and you're probably going to have to live like a lost cause in a lot of people's eyes for a long time. And so I did. I had to live through all the side eye and eye rolls you get from all the people in your life. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing this well? Are you doing this job yet? Have you done your... How's the 9-to-5 going? Have you saved your superannuation? How's all the responsible stuff that you're supposed to do? The sensible decision stuff that you're supposed to do? The family Christmases, the overseas holidays and the renos that you're supposed to do? The being a good citizen that you're supposed to do? The voting for the right people that you're supposed to do? All that shit. And I thought, I just want to skip this round. I don't mind taking this life off. It's not for me. I thought, fuck, okay, well, I'm going to do this for probably the rest of my life. So even though I've said people make big life decisions in at the age of 25 and they wake up again at 50 and they've based their entire life off the wisdom of their 25-year-old self, I've done the same thing. I made those crazy decisions probably a bit younger, at the age of 20. I thought, this is what I have to do. So I'm still honouring the wisdom of those decisions that I made when I was 20. Going, can I regret it? And I think, of course, you're going to regret it. Any decision you make in life is a regret, because it means you can't live 100 different lives in one life. But for me, writing was the best way to live a whole lot of lives in one life. And I don't know if I'd planned that at the time or I even thought about it, but for me, that's what I feel like I get to do. And sometimes I feel like, nah, I'm just, as soon as I'm writing about life, it's not really living it a second time. It's actually just making it disappear up my ass. And sometimes that's how I feel with writing. But every now and again, 1 in 100 things I'll write, I go, this is what it's for. That's what it's for. There's so many backward steps to make a single forward step. Doing this bullshit job that I've been doing for 30 years, either outside of work or making it a full-time thing or whatever. I guess what I feel like it could all disappear tomorrow, and I, of course I wouldn't want it to, but if it did, I feel like I've done what I wanted to do, and anything else is a bullshit bonus. But yeah, going back to the start of this episode where I read that little thing that I wrote, there's incredible pressure to be doing certain things in a certain order, in a certain way. And I often think, I'm often thinking, oh, holy shit, have I just made just a massive mistake and I'm totally ruining my life? And then I go, fuck no, Darby, shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know if I'm lying to myself or not, but I like it. I like what I'm doing. Everything in life is a beautiful mistake. And I've always loved the idea that if you make a mistake, if you wait long enough, eventually that mistake becomes the right thing to do. And it's not a mistake at all. Time's always moving around things and recontexting actions and decisions and turning shit into gold. Also, I thought I'd mention my new book, You're Gonna Be Okay Because You're Fucked No Matter What. It's sold 400 books in the first 3 weeks, which is an unbelievable, crazy record. If you're keen, it's in the show notes. It's a best of with new bits, a lot of new bits, and it's all hand typed. 136 little ideas that I've collected over a long time, and it's probably my favorite thing I've ever made. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a little review for this podcast, I'd love it if you did on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to it. It all helps for me continuing on my little mistaken journey. Ta-ra.